Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
been a help for me. My soul would soon in silence be. Amati, Matano, I'm
according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world. The world here translated chosen is the Greek word meaning to pick out or to choose for oneself. We read in Luke chapter 10, verse 42, that Mary chose for herself this good part, which Yeshua said should not be taken from her. You remember that Yeshua went to the home of Mary and Martha, and while Martha was busy preparing a meal, Mary, who loved Yeshua very much, forgot all about the meal. She sat at his feet, listening to his words. Martha came in all distressed and upset, and perhaps just a little irritable, and said, "Master, is it nothing to you that my sister has left me with all this burden?" Then Yeshua turned and very gently and tenderly, he rebuked her, saying, "Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but Mary has chosen this good part, which shall not be taken from her." What was the thing Mary had chosen? To sit at his feet and hear his words. So often, we neglect Yeshua. Yeshua was teaching something of the same lesson with the other. Mary came and poured out with a costly ointment upon his feet, and someone said, "We could have sold this and given this money to the poor." But Yahushua said, "The poor you have with you always. Anytime you wish, you can do something for them. But me, ye have not always." How little we remember the person or the master, Yeshua. How little we think about something just for him and unto him. And yet we ought to be thinking of him and doing things for our master. We ought to want to sit at his feet and hear his words. We ought to want to worship him. We ought to want to do things for our master, things that will make him happy, things that will make his heart rejoice. The greatest thing I know to do today is to win some soul to the Messiah, Yahushua. So I call your attention to this word chosen, to choose for oneself. We read that we were chosen in him. Before the foundation of the world, we were chosen to be in Yeshua. In Mary's case, she chose for herself this good part, not simply service, but first knowledge of Yeshua himself. Before service must come communion with himself. In Luke chapter 9, verse 35, we read these words, "This is my son, the one having been chosen. Hear ye him. This is one I picked out. This is my beloved son." In John chapter 6, verse 70, we read, "Did I not pick you out 12? Okay, and one of you is a devil." Yeshua picked out Judas after an all-night prayer meeting. He chose him to be among the apostles. There again, the Greek word is used, picked out, chosen. So here we have it in our passage in the first chapter of Ephesians, according as he has chosen us in him. Before the foundation of the world, he picked us out. He selected us for a holy life. Then in John chapter 1, verse 16, Yahushua said, "You did not choose me, but I chose you, and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit." That passage is unmistakable. We didn't choose Yahushua. Originally, he chose us. We were walking down the road to hell and sin and unbelief. We weren't even thinking about the Master and Savior, Yahushua. But suddenly, we began to turn to spiritual things. I can look back and remember the glimmer of spiritual things that began to come to my attention even while I was dead in trespass and sin. Yahweh's word says that sinners are dead in trespasses and sin. A dead man cannot live without a creative act of the Creator. A dead soul cannot live without a creative act of the Savior, Yahushua. I chose you first, Yahushua said. When we read in 1 John, we love him because He first loved us. If we love Yahweh today, it's not because we loved him before he loved us. He first loved us when we did not love him. Paul in Romans says that we had an enmity in our hearts toward Yahweh. Paul says we were sinners missing the mark. He says in Ephesians that we read dead. So it's creative act of our blessed Messiah that we are alive unto him. So believers in him Then again in Luke chapter 6, verse 13, when it becomes day, he called his disciples to him and picked them out from the 12 whom he had named apostles. There is the Greek word again, okay, to pick out. He picked out these 12 to live with him, to be an inner circle. They were to be called apostles and missionaries. In John chapter 15, verse 19, Yeshua is saying, I chose you out of the world. He is almost in the shadow of the cross as he says it. I chose you out of the world. You were in the world. You were condemned with the world. So why are you with me now? Why are you heavenly in nature, born again, headed for heaven? Did you take the initiative? Did you seek me? No, I chose you out of the world. What amazing thing. No man can boast of his salvation. No man can say, look what I did. He must give glory to Yahweh. I have been studying carefully the tremendous passages in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Yahweh's strange choice. How that he chooses things that are foolish, things that are base, things that are non-entities, in order that no flesh should glory in his presence. Did you and I choose Yahweh first? Did you and I take the initiative in our salvation? No. If we did, there might be some glory. We might walk the streets of gold and say, look what I did. I chose Yeshua, our Savior. I chose to be a child of Yahweh. I reached out to Yahweh before he reached out to me. That isn't so, friends. Yahweh's word is very plain, and so is our experience. Yeshua said, I chose you, and so he did. Then again, we read in Revelation chapter 17, verse 14, of a group of the saints in heaven, and they are called chosen and faithful. Yahweh was the one who did the choosing. They were called and they answered the call. They were chosen, faithful, trustworthy, not only believing, but also they proved their belief by their actions. So Yahweh did the calling. Yahweh did the choosing. He is the one. We read in Matthew chapter 22, verse 14, many are called, but few are chosen. Paul in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 10, I endure all things for the elect's sake in order that might obtain salvation. For the elect's sake, they are a people of Yahweh, elect chosen for himself, for salvation and eternal life, to be holy without blame before him in love. Yahweh picked us out. You say, this is tremendous mystery. Yes, it is. You say, well, what is the use of reaching out and praying and studying the word? Well, the Messiah says that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. I cannot explain salvation. No man alive can explain salvation. I know that. He first sought me. That he first thought about me. I know that I was dead in trespasses and sin. I remember when I was groping in the dark without a ray of light. Even though I was raised in a preacher's home around the gospel all my life, never sat down and heard the truth. Yet it never dawned on me till I was 17 years of age that suddenly, like a burst out of heaven itself, the truth burst upon my soul and the love of Yahweh was poured out of my heart by the Holy Spirit. All I know is that I was born again. That's all. Yeshua sought me while I was a stranger, wandering from the fold of Yahweh. He to rescue me from danger interposed his precious blood. You say, well, preacher, what am I to do? I want to be saved. Yahweh's word is very plain. Believe in the name of your Savior and Master Yahushua, and you shall be saved in thy house. Does that include everybody? Whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Then after you believe, are born again, are saved, to whom we will call the praise and honor and glory to for your salvation. You will give it to Yahweh. You won't boast about saving yourself. You cannot save yourself. You cannot keep yourself. Yeshua must do that. Yeshua must help you and give you the grace and power. Wherever he finds a willing, trusting heart, he gives the power to trust him and live for him. Does Yahweh want everybody saved? In Ezekiel chapter 18, verse 32, God says, I have no pleasure in the death of him that died. Therefore, turn and live ye. In John chapter 1, verse 12, as many as received him, to them gave the power to become sons of Yahweh, even to them that believeth on his name. In John chapter 5, verse 40, ye will not come to me in order that ye may have life. All saved people are to give honor and praise to Yahweh. All souls that are doomed must take the blame on themselves. Yahshua says it lies within the human will. Ye will not come to me, ye may have life. Then, friend, if you come to Yahshua for salvation and he doesn't give you life, he is to blame. But if you don't come to him, you are to blame. So whatever your arguments are, you'd better throw them away. If you want to go to heaven, come to Yahshua. He is the way. John chapter 6, verse 7, him that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out. John chapter 6, verse 39, this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone that the Father has given me, I shall raise up again in the last day. So if you have seen by the eyes of faith the Son of Yahweh dying for your sins, and you believe on him, then it is the will of Yahweh that you will be saved and raised up on the last day. In 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4, we read that Yahweh would have all men to be saved. He is not willing that any should perish. Not willing, that means that he is wishing or willing or desiring that all men should be saved. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9, he is not purposing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Purposing deliberate will. Okay, then Yahweh's deliberate will is that nobody should perish, but that everybody should repent and be saved. So whatever way you interpret Ephesians 1, chapter 1, verse 4, about his choosing us before the foundation of the world, you've got to say that he wants us saved. Whoever will come to him, he will no wise cast out. So whosoever will come, will you come? Will you do it? Let us pray. Amen. That concludes that portion of the sermon. Let us pray. Please bow your head. Lord God, we thank you that we may go out to meet you with open hearts, with jubilant faith. And with this joyful shout, God's salvation is coming. Through Yahshua HaMashiach, day is dawning on the earth for all nations. So stay with us and help us. Send us your spirit to strengthen us, especially in times of trouble. Let all nations come before you. Let us tell all peoples, be comforted. The salvation of God, who is also your God, is coming. In this salvation we will rejoice together forevermore to the glory of our God. And we pray this in the mighty name of Yeshua HaMashiach, of Jesus Christ. Well, this brings us to the most important question. Do you know the Lord and Savior to be your Messiah, to be your personal Savior? If you do not, it's simple. You can do so tonight. Okay? If you're tired of walking around aimlessly, not knowing where to go, which way is up? Maybe you suffer from depression or anxiety. Or maybe you suffer from some type of drug abuse or alcohol abuse, sexual immorality, okay, gambling or overeating. See, the Lord can take that away. But in order for him to do so, you have to come to him. He has to know you. If he does not know you, he cannot help you. So I ask you, do you want to know Yeshua today? If so, say, Lord Yahshua, Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So thank you, Lord Yeshua, Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God. You died on the cross for my sins at Calvary and rose from the dead on the third day. So thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Yeshua, Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said this prayer tonight, we here, okay, at God's Rainbow Ministries want to welcome you into the family of the Lord. And we want to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. And also, right now, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, all the angels and everybody in heaven is rejoicing that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior. So, I urge you to please call area code 657-383-1487. Okay? Yes, let me repeat that number for you. Area code 657-383-1487. And then press the 1 key. When you press the 1 key, you'll come on live, okay, on the air, and you can tell us, okay, and the world, that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, okay, to be your Savior. Okay, please be that first caller, because that first caller can trickle 100 more. Amen. Once again, call 657-383-1487 and then press the 1 key. God bless you, and let's listen to some more Messianic music. But before we do that, we're going to play a song, okay, an altar song called "O Come to the Altar." Here we go.
Yeah.
We're going to play a song, back to the Messianic, On Your Walls, O Jerusalem.
Oh, Yes.
ends that segment of Messianic music. Well, we got some callers. Let's check them out and see who we got.
Hello!
How about this
Goodbye.
One?
Goodbye.
Okay. Well, we got nothing but fake callers. Okay. Well, that's the way it goes sometimes. Okay. I don't know why people want to call into a godly show and act ungodly. It just it doesn't make any sense. But, you know, oh well. Okay, as fast as they come on, fast they go off. Okay. All right. Well, I hope you liked the tonight's service. Okay, and the message that I brought, okay, about our dear Lord Yeshua, okay, and you got something from it, and you can it was meat on a plate for you, okay, and for all you that decided to come to know the Lord tonight, okay, we want to say may God bless you, okay, and have a wonderful time in Christianity and Messianicism. Okay, well, we got another. No, I guess we don't. Okay. yeah, we do. We got another caller. Hello, who do we got? Hello?
Kenneth.
Yes.
It's the Cardinal, Kenneth.
Why, hey, how you doing there, Cardinal Billy Conn?
Very good, brother. How are you?
I'm blessed and highly favored. Okay.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah, I'm glad I'm able to be here to do this Saturday night Shabbat Sabbath service. Okay, it was a good message, actually.
I always enjoy the Shabbat service.
I took it from Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. Okay?
Amen.
Amen. Well, we got some more callers here. Well, let's take the oldest caller first. And I think that's going to be Johnny Longfeather. Is that you, Johnny?
Hello, Ken.
Hello, how you Johnny.
Good evening. Shabbat
evening.
Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
I thought
how
you'd be
doing?
Reading from the Torah tonight, but instead you went to Ephesians.
Well, you know, it was the name of the sermon was the love of Yeshua. Okay.
Amen.
And Ephesians chapter 1. Verses 3 and 4 is all about that, okay? It's about how the Lord loved us before the foundation of the world, okay?
Would you call that agape love?
Yes. So,
Amen.
That's why I went with Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. Yep. I can always
sounds wonderful. Amen.
Amen. Well, let's bring on our another dear brother. Okay, I believe this is Don Cornelius. Is that you, my brother Don?
What's up, brother? How you doing? Can I just say?
I'm doing
can
fine.
Can I just say shalom?
Shalom.
How y'all doing tonight, brother?
I'm blessed and highly favored. I hope you are too.
Oh, amen, bro. Amen. Been a wonderful day. Johnny and I enjoyed a good, wonderful football game. Brought some great camaraderie together. The Colts won today. It was a wonderful, beautiful day.
Amen.
And I was very excited by the game. Amen. And I see your Cowboys are playing right now, and I just want to pray for that young man that was injured in the first quarter.
Yeah, hurt.
But anyway, Where's Tony F at? Is he watching the game?
He's right here. He's right here.
Oh, can I say hi to him?
Yeah.
Hey, hello.
Hey, how you doing,
Cowboys.
Buddy?
Go Cowboys.
Hi, Cal.
Yeah, man. How you doing?
What do you have on there?
I have a few. Okay. This is all the people that you know that I talk to when I'm on Discord, and I just bring them all on. Okay, we've got another caller. Okay, from 913. Let's see who this is.
Hello,
who do we? 913.
Hello, King.
Hello. Who do I have?
I called you yesterday.
Huh?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah. I called you yesterday.
Yeah.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How about yourself?
Good, man. This is Denton.
We got a full crew of people here. Okay, so it looks like Johnny left us. We're getting down there in our time, and I want to say God bless all the callers today.
Kenny, can I say something real quick before I get off the line?
Sure.
I just want to say I really appreciate your show, the new season, since you've done the reboot with Tony. I think it's beautiful. It's wonderful the way you guys are doing it. It's a much better run show than before. There's no tomfoolery. It's all only godly. And I just want to give Tony his due for helping you do this, and he's had some really great closing words, and I really appreciate you both, and I appreciate Tony for allowing us to voice our love for the Lord on the show, and I really just wanted to call in and just give you guys kudos for the way that you've been handling everything, and I can't wait to continue to listen to the show.
Amen.
And listen to the growth of the show.
Amen. Yeah, we plan on bringing new stuff. I don't know if you like my format of doing Bible readings and things like that. Okay, I want to be different.
Beautiful.
Amen.
Kenneth.
Yes.
Kenneth, I want to say amen to Dak Prescott. Amen to Ezekiel Elliott. And I have a prayer request for the feller there that broke his leg today.
Okay,
if you or Tony
yeah.
could lead us in a prayer.
Because of this guy.
Yeah, can you lead us in a prayer for
I was going to, but I was going to do it at the end.
Okay. Well, he was going.
I got it covered.
Okay, he's got it covered. Okay, well, we're
Oh, amen to Tony.
We're getting down to the end of the service, so we're going to let
can
Tony.
Can you mute us, Ken, so we can listen to the rest of the show, brother?
Sure, I can. Okay.
All right, thanks, man.
It isn't much longer to go, so, Okay,
well,
here we go.
I would like to say something.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to say props to Ziki, too, for what he said. And I would like to also say that I appreciate what you're doing as well. And
thank you.
You're just a good guy, you know. And I appreciate
that.
And don't let these haters hate on you.
Oh,
especially
no,
guys.
I don't do that. Okay, we got one more caller.
And hey, Tony F, I love you, brother. I haven't really hollered at you ever, but I appreciate you too. So take care of yourself.
All right, thank you. Thank you very much, my brother. Okay. We had another caller from 662 area code. Okay. Did you have...
Okay.
There's always got to be one.
Yep, there's always got to be one. Yes, amen. Well, okay, Tony, come and give us your words of wisdom.
Thank you. Thank you, Father, for all that we've learned tonight. Let your words live on with us as we go through our day this week. May you bring peace and love to all who live and spread your word, and may you forever give us your peace. Lord, I also want to ask you that you give special watch out for Hearns, who was hurt on the Cowboys team tonight while playing in the playoffs. May he and his family be fine, and may he may he play again soon. In your name we pray. Amen. And you know, guys, I appreciate all your kind words, and I really just wanted to help Ken get to where he wanted to be, and that was to help spread the word without all the haters. And I think I'm helping him accomplish what he's looking for. And thanks so much. Be strong, be faithful, and we'll get to where you want us to be. Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much, Tony, for that wonderful prayer. Amen. Yes, may the Hearns family be unshaken by this tragedy that happened tonight. Okay, and may he be able to go forth and play again real soon. Amen. All righty. Well, we're going to say goodnight, everybody. God bless. May you have a good night. And, don't forget, tomorrow at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time is going to be the God's Rainbow Christian and Messianic Tabernacle Church service. Okay, I hope to see a lot of you there. Okay, well, thank you. God bless you. Good night.
Now,